Hey guys, welcome to the Patio. It's T, episode 186. We are coming up on 200 episodes. You know what else we're coming up on? 300 subs. 300 subs on YouTube. That's a milestone.
So guys, go out there and find us. Follow us.
I hope they had already, but if you're listening on anywhere other than YouTube, go find us on YouTube. Get us in that 300 mark because we're going to do some giveaways and stuff on the 300 mark. We already got something planned. Mm-hmm. Tonight, what we got for them, we're going to talk a little bit about springtime and spring.
Spring things we love about spring, sprung.
But then things we hate about spring too. Spring done sprung.
It's done sprung.
Mm-hmm. Mayflowers bring pilgrims. I messed that all up, didn't I? first and foremost, Father Fortenberry. Look at it. He got tickled. We just barely got started.
What's up, guys? Father Fortenberry here. I got my granddad with me.
So the old granddad, Jamie, you picked that up last week. Show the camera.
Yeah,
old granddad 114. He picked it last week in Pine Bluff.
So yeah, I mean, I'm not a professional picker like y'all, but this is really a popular bottle.
It's all over Memphis this weekend.
Is it really?
It showed up this weekend. I picked one up.
It's hard to get, and it is a very affordable bottle that a lot of people like. Now, what did y'all say y'all compare it to? I thought y'all had something that y'all compared old granddad to.
No, but I got...
I can't think of anything.
Check it out. I got something with old granddad that you guys going to sample. We got a short we'll put out about
it. Did you do something with old granddad?
I did. Are you an old granddad?
Not yet.
Better hope not, right?
I'm old. I'm a granddad. I'm old dad.
Gary.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
All right. I hear you're no longer in the baseball playoffs.
I know. But you know what? I'm feeling fabulous right now. Super
you
fabulous.
Why are you feeling super
because
fabulous?
Because I'm on the patio where all your wildest dreams can come true.
Welcome to the patio.
And yeah,
tell us your wildest dream. We might be able to make it happen.
This is my wildest dream: be on the patio with my friends. Look, I mean,
you did coin Pationians before anyone else did.
Look at all these dream boats, and I have a goal by the end of this year.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I do. So after the Falcons win the Super Bowl, I would like after Kirk Cousins wins, they go up and interview him. And they say, "Hey, Kirk, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do now?" I'm going to the patio. That's my goal.
I like it.
That's my goal.
That's good.
Look, if you guys would go subscribe, we could have us box seats at the Falcons.
We could. Because that's what he's going to say.
All I can think of, he said we're his dream boats. So I was thinking about when I was 14, I was a tugboat.
Still, I would consider you a
tugboat. You were in somebody's dreams, Jamie.
I would consider myself a freight liner. What's some big boats that haul oil across the ocean?
You like that one that took the bridge out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Moving freight, baby. Marty Marr, what's going on with you?
What's
tell
up,
everybody
y'all?
Who you are.
Barber nerd in the house. I got a question for Jamie, though. I'm glad y'all here. did that, what did that do to your value on your only drown?
It went up. Look, my secondary went up.
You guys missed the episode or the short.
Look, my secondary went up by $10.
Yeah, good thing.
I bought a $27 bottle, went up 10 bucks.
DW finally got on secondary. He's off tonight messing with some volleyball stuff. But his value's at zero, both secondary and MSRP. And he actually is ahead of Jamie because Jamie's in the hole on his secondary price.
So. I mean, yes, the flat rate, he's doing better.
Father Fortenberry, I hear tell you have a story that you're dying to share with the Pationians.
So, one of our good friends, Tony Rutherford, had a birthday. Happy birthday, Tony.
Happy birthday.
Shout out,
happy
Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Happy birthday.
Miss Rutt.
Oh, remind me. I got to do a birthday shout out. Okay. I'll do it right now before I forget. Justin Gibbs. He's a big time listener. He and Austin turned 22 today. Happy birthday, Justin.
Happy birthday. Twins.
Happy birthday. I said that all just dumb like.
We're used to it.
It's almost like a question.
happy birthday.
Open, dumb shit comes out. Anyway.
Okay. So we have a big crawfish bowl in Hernando with our friends Garners and all them. Every big crowd of folks. I had a great time. Of course, I had to work, so I got there late. So when I get there, I'm told that my son is digging for night crawlers, which a lot of kids tend to do.
Worms.
Yeah,
Yeah, worms.
Big old juicy long catfish loving worms.
Yep. So my son proceeds to take these worms and put them in the crawfish bowl.
Oh my,
Jamie, you're lying.
In the pot.
There's cooked worms.
Oh my!
Did y'all read the book How to Eat Fried Worms? Right, wasn't that a Judy Blume book when we were kids?
Oh my!
Look, put them in the crawfish bowl is not on the list.
Did he? Did people know he did that?
Yes, they found them in there.
They didn't know until after.
Did anybody try them?
I would have. I ate one.
I bet.
How do they know he did that? They ask him and he told him?
That I don't know. They just told me he had worms and worms were in the...
I bet you that crawfish tastes really earthy.
They're boiling the crawfish. They dump it onto the table. And these worms come out. Now, somebody at that party freaked out because there were worms in there.
So, were they cooked? Or
yeah, they were cooked.
Cooked worm. If they're a shrimp, you could have said
they were... I would have tried it.
Yo, how did he... He's sneaky if he could get up there and toss them in.
I don't know.
I mean, if you had shrimp in there, you could say they're poop veins.
How do you know they didn't come out of the crawfish?
Oh, well, you bring up a good point. I mean, yeah,
or the potatoes.
I just know my son had worms playing with them, and there was worms in the bowl. So I could
maybe he was just throwing up in there, awesome. And they fell in the pot.
Maybe
that's pretty cool. That's like,
hey, but also really side cool. note, really good bowl though.
Springtime is all about crawfish. I've been to two, and then I realized that was causing my gout flare-ups. My wife tried to convince me it was my whiskey, but no, I think it was the crawfish.
Yeah, but you can do potatoes and corn. And
oh, I'm probably done with crawfish for the season.
They're like, we do everything. We do.
Oh, yeah.
We have scallops green beans. In there, green beans, ramen noodles, eggs.
What's them little green?
Mushrooms.
Them look like little green lettuces.
Brussels sprouts.
God, those are so good.
They are good, in it. But spring's in the air. People love spring. You got those flowers coming out. You got the spring showers. Bring Mayflowers. That's where I messed up on the intro. What do Mayflowers bring?
Mm-hmm. Bees?
Pilgrims. Allergies?
Pilgrims.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Allergies,
but with
man.
Those great things comes things that people hate. What's something you hate about springtime? If you had to go, man, springtime, I hate springtime.
Getting hot.
It has gotten hot, isn't it?
But, I mean...
You got the swamp.
I get underboob sweat and stuff. But, you know, but like, so
you and
go,
Lizzo?
You go
so
from... Lizzo.
You and Lizzo.
So when you go from wintertime when it's 40, 70's not hot. But when you go from 40 to 70, it's hot.
When you start hitting them 80s like we've had recently with these storms that keep brewing... So Jamie says he hates the heat. Gary, what's something you don't like about
spring? I guess that, let me rephrase it. The humidity that comes from the rain and all that.
But Gary, what's something that you dread and hate about springtime?
Outside the allergies, because that hits me, you know, every time. That gum pollen, it hits us all. I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to say them skeeter bugs are starting to wake up, son.
The skeeters are not out yet. That's a summertime thing.
They're, no, not here, dang.
Not here. I got bit by the other day.
I know.
I got bit by the other day. Sure did.
I know what Marty's going to say right now. The one thing he hates about spring, this is the most scaredest dude when it comes to these things.
Probably them green frogs and snakes.
The green frogs?
Oh, I forgot. He's more scared of a green frog than snakes.
I don't like none of that.
Oh, you remember when you had that snake on your patio furniture?
Yeah. I got a story.
There's a big one.
He ate some no shoulders.
I went and got pellet gun and shot it.
Look, Marty's son was probably 2 years old. We were at his little bitty house he had in parking, right? And we're sitting in the living room watching TV. And his son had a little bedroom right off of the living room. And he's sitting in a recliner. And he looks up. And what comes out of Christopher's bedroom? A little green frog jumping. He literally flips the chair over and says, "Are you scared of them?" I'm like, "No, why would I be?" He said, "Get that damn thing out of this."
Is it the suction cup fingers?
Yeah, the little sticky finger frog.
You scared him right now.
I did.
Little green tree frog.
Joe Carter scared of him too.
The little green tree frogs? Mm-hmm.
They're a little creepy. I mean, they got long fingers. That's what it is.
I'm not even as scared of snakes as I used to be.
I'm terrified of snakes. Yeah, It don't matter.
I kind of know the difference in some of them, and they don't bother me as bad as they used to.
Like, the difference in the problem with snakes is not so much being scared of them, it's knowing they're there. If I know they're there, it'll bother me.
Yeah, I'm with Jamie. If I know they're there, I can keep my eye on.
Years ago, we was in me and Charlie's first house.
One came out of the couch.
That was
our other friend. That happened to
I was sitting there in our shop, and I had flip-flops on, and I had like a stick in my flip. You know how you get sticks in between your flip-flops?
Yeah.
And I looked down, and the damn snake was stuck in my flip-flop.
Uh-uh. A garter?
It's a garter snake. I walked on air. I was screaming. And Maddie Grace, I screamed so loud, Maddie Grace ran out the back door. She said, "Mama, what's wrong?" your ass inside.
This was probably 25 years ago. Marty and I was on a guy's trip to Heber Springs. And look, it was black as night could be. And we had to go from this trailer house to the truck. To get something out of the truck. And we're walking along through there, just walking in the dark. Can't see nothing, right? I think we're barefoot. We were.
We've been on the lake all day.
And all of a sudden, Marty screamed like that scream you just let out. And he grabbed my arm and drug me into that trailer house because he done stepped on a snake that curled around his foot.
It curled around your foot?
I felt something moving around my foot. I took one step. I was on the porch.
Dang, with me in tow. He drug me up on that. And I ain't much smaller. I wasn't much smaller back then than I is right now.
You wasn't little T then?
I was not there. No, there ain't been little T in a long time.
Can't do snakes.
But especially now.
So what pisses you off about springtime, little T?
Tornadoes. Damn it.
Tornadoes? Okay.
Look, we are in Tornado Alley. Yeah. Look, I've got a bunch of them. I just rattle them all. I'm going to rattle a couple more, and y'all got to go. I hate mowing the yard. I got 3 acres. My wife loves to mow the yard. I hate it. I grew up mowing the yard every free moment you had. We had a big spot. And so she's down now recovering. Everybody say a little prayer for my wife, but she'll be fine. Nothing major. But I had to mow this weekend. I hated it. Hated it. And mulching. I hate the mulching.
Oh, I ain't mulching.
Yeah, nothing. Done that
mulching. And I don't do the weeding. And look, now what I do love about springtime is being outside. I love just sitting outside watching TV outside by a fire pit before them damn night skeeters come out. Look, for those of you three fans that are not in Crittenden County, y'all have no idea what mosquitoes are like here. When the sun starts to set, you hear a rumble in the distance. You hear a moan.
Whoa.
And you know the minutes, you're counting down the minutes, because when the first bite occurs, there's 10,000 more that occur on the backside. Yeah. It's terrible. I can't. You go across the river in Memphis, nothing. But here, wow, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Me and Marty got to do some bourbon hunting with the bourbon hunt master this weekend, Major Zero.
Man, I miss all the good stuff.
Look, it was coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Hooked up. There's Craig from Bourbon Santa was there with him. He didn't get on air, but they were going all over Memphis. And then we split ways, and we found him again at Buster's. If y'all didn't miss it, Marty got to try the Willet Pot Still.
I didn't see that. I saw y'all.
It was a long video. No, he did the Willet Pot Still. I actually have a small Willet Pot Still in the truck.
Oh, the baby ones.
A little baby one.
Yeah, I tried it right outside of Buster's.
Yeah, so shout out to Major Zero, Adam Major Zero. Had a great time. Thanks for letting us tag along with that. As I said, we was out grinding. I got some bottles. We weren't planning on buying anything, but we did find some. I found a real unique bottle I'm going to share with you guys later. But had a good time with that. That was the only time I was out this week.
If I seem a little preoccupied, there is a elite basketball player that is going to announce his destination at 7 o'clock.
So we can be breaking news.
We can be.
Right. Yeah.
Which
8 minutes.
Also reminds me of a very good story. So
you're full of good stories, Jamie.
I'm full of something. All right. So let me see. Let me go to my picture so I have to find this. So there's a big-time recruit from Tennessee.
The center from Tennessee?
Yeah.
Didn't he sign with Arkansas?
So it's still up in the air right now.
Oh, I thought he did.
Well, it's not official, but all the crystal balls have him going to Arkansas. So it was up and down between us and Baylor.
Baylor's got a nice recruiting class
going too.
So they're probably paying well.
So
Memphis is doing well.
Memphis is doing well. So a Baylor fan tweeted this 24 hours ago, and Otis came back to bite him. It says, if Jonas, a dude, does not commit to Baylor, I will live stream myself getting a Drew Timmy tattoo.
What's a Drew Timmy?
You know the
what is a Drew Timmy?
Big old tall white boy playing for Gonzaga.
Drew Timmy, he didn't get drafted last year.
Oh,
I guess he's not playing.
Is he not? He may be
in
Europe or something.
So this dude is, by all accounts, he's fixing to have to get Drew Timmy tattoo.
He's going to Arkansas.
They're saying it's a lock.
Yeah.
Wow. Lockdown.
You know, college basketball fans may be more rabid than college football fans.
Oh, I think so too.
But there's less players.
There's less players.
Look, I'm gonna tell you what. I hope being an Arkansas fan with these two guys here, I loved Musselman, and I hated to see him go. And I'm like, there's nothing. It'll take us years to recover. And that damn Hunter Yurchek pulled it off, son. Ooh. I ain't even upset seeing him go.
Adu has officially committed to Arkansas.
Oh, there you go. Breaking news.
Oh,
breaking news.
Are you going to go find that dude on X and say?
Oh, they were all over him already.
Go get him. Timmy. You know, Drew Timmy, that would be a great story to tell your kids, though. Don't be stupid on social media. But kids, don't be stupid.
The last time the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, didn't somebody get a Super Bowl champion tattoo? Seems like I remember that.
No, that was Jaguars. Last year, the Jaguars AFC champs is tattooed.
That's right.
That was,
No, Gary almost got a tattoo.
Almost.
And then it was halftime of the Super Bowl, and he was ready to get Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl champ tattoo.
I was ready for it.
That was terrible.
So that is a sad.
Oh, there's a new sports story today.
What's
NFL
that?
Today on CBS got rid of Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims.
What?
And they cut them loose after 26 years. You know who they replaced them with?
I'm sure somebody we want.
Your boy.
My boy.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice, baby. Yes.
Matty Ice. But now them dudes are getting on up there. I think
they were.
68,
Boomer's
65, or 70 and 68 or something.
I tell you who's good is RG3.
I like him.
He is so good.
I like him. And I know people give Romo hell, but I like Romo too.
Romo's pretty good. He gives you inside information.
He tells you exactly what's about to happen. Somebody should hire him just to be their defensive coordinator and tell him what play's about to be
Run. He's like, look at this formation. Look what they're doing. Look at the defense coming. This was about to happen. You know, that's what he does.
That's what he does.
So Sumpto Sirell is the guy that's
I'm familiar with him.
Okay, so he's announced tonight, 7 o'clock. It's down between Arkansas, Kentucky, Georgia Tech.
He's a high school grad, right?
No, he's a transfer.
From where?
Because in the NBA. I'm not sure where. Let me look at him.
He transferred from the NBA?
I think it's legal.
No, I'm saying the NBA's his fifth option.
You know what Calipari ought to do? Go get that chick that just got from Iowa that just went to Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
She can play for Arkansas.
Oh, Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Probably get paid more.
Bring her to Arkansas. Cal, if you're watching, go make a waves and bring Caitlin Clark off the bench.
Well, she don't have any eligibility left.
Well, I thought she had
for the women's college basketball. Why can't she go to men's?
I thought she could come back for one more year.
4 years in a men's.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I tell you what. Go get that Van Lith girl that just went to TCU.
Yeah, she's good.
She's real good. Yeah. So Jamie will keep us updated. We're about 3 minutes away. What other stories we got on going out there? Look, Columbia said they're going to suspend everybody still in that encampment. Apparently.
They're going to suspend?
Yeah, they're suspending them.
How many of them actually attend the school?
That's a really good question.
I bet you not a lot of them.
You know what I've noticed? And I'm going to stay out of politics. I just got to say this because it bugs me. The news media refers to this as anti-Israel. Why is this different than anti-Semitic?
Because if you say anti-Semitic, it paints the protesters in a bad light.
But they are.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But Columbia, what they used in their statement that they just had, they used the word anti-Semitic. It's not.
Oh, they did?
They did.
Oh, well.
From my understanding.
Look, what is woke about calling a spade a spade, right? Calling what it is. Hey, shout out to you.
I did see where.
Hold on. Go hit the like button. And go tell your friends about this. We need 5 subs. Create 5 more accounts if you need to, whatever. Mm-hmm. Except Jamie.
I'd just be fine with 4 subs. We'll split one of them up. Y'all, you talk about people watch. I think about sandwiches.
That sounds good.
It does.
That does sound good.
I like Jersey Mike.
Gary, you're in. Jersey Mike's so good.
I'd rather have Firehouse.
No, I'd rather have Jersey Mike's.
I like both of them.
Gary,
like,
you're in charge.
You're in charge of bringing a sub.
Sub. I get a $5 foot long. How about that?
They ain't $5.
Then I won't bring none. How about that? Got them.
$15.
I got y'all.
And like a
$50 foot long.
It went from $5 Subway.
It went to $5.99
to $25.
Yeah.
Well, look, in their defense, though, they got a lot of
legal fees.
They got a lot of therapy to pay for,
and legal fees.
Dude, if y'all sit down and listen to the whole story about him, it was
I don't remember where the documentary was. Some woman hooked up with him, and he opened up to her.
He
was trying to convince her to let her daughters come be with him. It was weird. And this dude, look.
Jared.
He was open with it. Oh, Jared. All right, what's else going on in the world today, peoples?
I did see where is it the UN? I think the UN is going to press charges against the leadership of Israel.
I saw that crap. Get over it already. Oh, I know a story. I've seen it twice this afternoon. In Texas, they're going to next year have 18-wheelers that are driverless delivering freight.
I'm pretty sure I've seen them on our job sites already.
Think about it.
Don't turn out well.
Humans have an 8-hour limit they can drive. Then they got to have so much downtime. These trucks can run nonstop, and they don't have to rest. And then you don't have to pay the drivers. There are so many truck drivers out there.
Yeah, your dad was a truck driver.
Yeah, he was a truck driver for 40 years probably. I don't know what happened.
But I mean, do they still have to have a driver in there? Just, I mean, you got to.
Well, the Teamsters will probably negotiate something, but yeah, I would say so.
Teamsters will start representing the robots.
The AI.
AI.
Maybe they'll start their own
union. They have AI union.
The AI union. That makes sense, really. Look, I was talking to my son the other day about movies, and somehow I mentioned Edward Scissorhands. He had never heard of the movie. I can't believe it. I failed as a parent. But as I was telling him about it, and he just still couldn't grasp what Edward Scissorhands was. And I explained his fantasy, and then we really got off in the weeds. But I got to thinking, like, as an adult male right now, if I could have other hands than the hand, or one of the two hands, what would I want on that hand? And we got to stay G-rated.
G-rated.
G-rated? What about PG?
All right, PG.
13.
Rated. Father Fortenberry, if you could have any other hands, what would they be?
So, I don't know about right now both hands, but one hand, I want condiments.
Like ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise. Shit,
you caught me from left field. I just knew you were going somewhere deep. That's genius. You'd have, no, it'd be like ranch dressing.
Yeah, ranch dressing, mayonnaise.
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce. Spicy mustard. Oh, no, and
Poncho's dressing.
No,
Poncho cheese dip.
What's the Chinese hot sauce?
Oh, sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha, ooh. Yeah, sriracha is good. If you can find it.
And, well, that gets in my hand.
Dude, that was genius.
What's the other one?
Absolutely like genius.
A condiment one.
You can like mix the sriracha and the ranch together.
I thought you were going to say condom when you started.
You're like Spider-Man.
Gary, all right, can you top condiment fingers?
No,
that's genius, Gary.
That's genius.
That's off the wall. That is genius.
I cannot. I had to think about it.
Oh, I got a good one.
But something, the discussion today spurred me to think. Those tree frog hands. I could climb stuff.
That's like a superpower then.
Hands,
yeah, like the suction cup fingers.
Jim, but you got 10 fingers, though, so you could have more condiments than that.
You could.
You could have, like, the Big Mac sauce. I don't like that Big Mac sauce.
No.
But you got Chick-fil-A sauce and Polynesian sauce.
Polynesian sauce, yeah. Get that one. Get that one, son.
Freddy's fry
sauce.
That one's
sticky. I don't want to have all my hands tied up or all my fingers tied up in food.
Condiments.
Well, yeah, bourbon hand, had one poor bourbon.
Marty.
Yum yum sauce.
Marty,
there you go.
I knew what Marty was going to say. Bourbon hands.
Marty, bourbon hands.
Which bourbon?
So which fingers? I know he'd have 107.
I still got my finger.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 107. You got E.H. Taylor.
He just had bourbon thumbs. He going to have bourbon thumbs. He going to have stag thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, old
a
rip thumb.
One in every finger.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what we're saying. So Marty, if you could
had a
have
coke over here,
if you could have bourbon fingers, what? Give us five of them.
Give us five
bourbon fingers. You would have.
We would look like all a right bunch of old cows in there on Marty.
I'm running out of things to do. I was hoping we'd say bourbon fingers.
We'll
I'm not sure.
Around, y'all be sucking on my fingers. What y'all
doing? Didn't Theo Von tell a story about somebody sucking on fingers?
No, he had the cinnamon man.
Yeah.
The cinnamon man. All right,
Marty, so if five fingers, you got five bourbon. What are they?
Stag.
EHT single, barrel proof.
EH Taylor's barrel proof. Dang, I'm going to go all Buffalo Trace.
Fighting cock.
107. Okay, Jack Daniel's barrel proof rye.
I'm down with that. I you right. I'll walk around sucking your fingers.
I'm good, except for the rye.
Yeah, Gary, you're the only like rye person in the world. It's a like bourbon rye forward rye.
I just don't like rye.
I got something for you.
So what's Terry got on his fingers?
Damn it, I don't know because y'all thought. I never thought of condiments. I thought of bourbon. But
you see me picking them bottles up.
Dude, what I got? I got web slingers. All my fingers sling webs off of them like Spider-Man.
So you can grab stuff off the top shelf.
I got those good. Have some gasoline. Just like
gasoline fingers?
Fill up your truck.
So one hand would be condiments. You got a gasoline finger.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Well, you're
good at this.
Gasoline.
You're really good at this.
You're gonna mess
but like I get them mixed up and put gasoline in my sandwich.
Exactly. You're going to mix that up. Yeah, I can see it happen.
You have a flamethrower on one hand. Yeah. Gas on the other.
Gas in the lighter.
Gary, you got another one?
No, I don't. I was pretty really happy with the condiments one. That was pretty good.
I'll tell
or somebody
you
just randomly walk up to me and say, "Aren't you the guy with bourbon fingers that sucking my gas finger?"
It's ethanol free.
Yeah, you want to taste it?
It's 95%.
Look, they get them with mayonnaise.
93 octane.
Have I told y'all we're 5 subs away from 300? I don't think I mentioned that.
You have not mentioned that. No, at least
please go subscribe and let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what fingers you would have. If there's something cool that we hadn't thought about. Because them scissor fingers, I don't want no damn part of those. You'd eat them.
Look, that's like a sub finger.
I got another one.
All right.
Since I work in Memphis every day, I need a gun. a pistol finger.
So you get 5 whiskey fingers and a pistol finger. You'd be on the corner over there.
Get all juiced up and shoot somebody.
Marty pick his nose and kill himself.
Gary, they're way better at the finger thing than you know.
They are. We've hit the
Marty Fortenberry thing talking about their finger.
Their fingers.
What about toes? So you got 10 fingers and you got 10. Well, I don't know. Not everybody we know has got 10 toes. But if you got 10 toes, is there something you'd put on your toes?
Yep.
What's that?
Shields. So I ain't stumping them bastards no more. They got a little shield in front of them.
I tell you what.
You ever, pinky toe at least.
You ever get one of them nails hung? Both of my big toenails have been.
I'd have my toes shoot out of. What's a tough accident?
Tough accident.
Get rid of that little monster.
I'm glad you said that. Mm. Yesterday, I got me a new bar top from Home Depot and I was trying to load it up. That fucking dot. That daggone dollar ran over my middle toe.
Got him.
How's it run over your middle toe?
Run over middle toe.
And not hit anything
is
else.
Is your middle toe longer than all your other toes?
No, that's just where it hit. It went
long ways.
Yeah, and I went to push the dolly out of the way and it hit me on my toe.
All right, Marty got a real nice bar top, but we got to raise everything a few inches. We'll talk about that outfit. But anyway, we considered lowering, but the lights y'all put in made that impossible. We got to raise everything up. But anyway, look, Marty called me. He said, hey, can you help me set this in? I get over here. He done notched, you know what, 2x4?
Uh-huh.
He done notched it on the tailgate of the bed of the truck, and he done notched something else. And I'm like, holy shit, this is no way that he got it right. I'd be damned. We brought that in there and set it into place. The notch was in the exact right spot. Mm. Fit like a
There ain't even a gap in it.
Not even a gap.
Because he's a carpenter. That
never doubt you. Never doubt you.
But it's about 6 inches too tall.
Look, Marty sat on that chair. All you can see is his eyes. Looks like a crocodile out of the swamp.
So it's easier to build a platform than it is.
Mm.
Cut the bar down.
I've got to do a little work on mine because I'm going to start doing a few things from
my wife warned me, though, that Jamie would probably have too much to drink and kill himself when falling off that platform.
Why am I the wild child? Apparently?
Do we really have to?
All right, fair enough.
That's that question.
I think we should stop.
Yeah. Look, let me show you a picture my brother sent me. Look at he got his bar. He keeps working on it.
Is that going to be the first one we go to?
It may need to be.
Look he that. Got light. Okay, that looks nice.
Oh, he's got backlight. Look at that.
Oh,
it's like a mood light.
Here, I'm gonna go live to Jamie there.
See if I can.
You can it's that. Shiny. Tilt it down.
Look, okay, there we go. Tilt it down.
Tilt it down.
That's nice.
It is nice.
No, it's still not shiny.
I like it.
It's weird. How's it look?
There it goes. I like that.
When's it going to have us over? All right, Wes. Wes hasn't been over in a while.
No, he hasn't.
We've got a seat, Wes, we need to get you over.
And he actually is working a normal shift right this second.
So he could.
He's doing 5 days a week. Right.
Yeah. So, Wes, we'll try to get you over here when we know we got a seat.
I got a schedule
open.
On Monday nights. He could probably
sit
right here.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I think we'll have a full house, most likely. But
when you get him over, he's been working his bar. He got a new house. We went over there, got his patio built.
Yeah. You build patios?
Hmm.
Built this one.
I got to do something to my outdoor patio. But anyway, what else we got on the table?
It seems like there's a lot going on, and I'm not really sure what.
I'm trying not to watch as much news.
I haven't watched any news.
Especially during the election cycle. It just sucks.
Oh, look, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. And YouTube world, be ready. We're going to do it.
We're going to do
a live election show.
Election night, we're going to be live.
Yes.
Super
live.
It
might not even have anything to do with politics.
No, it may not. We're just going to tell you what's going on in the news.
I'll tell you what else.
We're going to take a shot every time Trump says the greatest.
300 subs, we're going to be back live.
I'm going to take off work the next day.
I'm going to take off work next day.
300 subs, we are going to do a live and do some giveaways. So be on the lookout. Get us there. Got some cool things I'd like to give away. Maybe some samples of some whiskey.
We got a good bottle yesterday.
What'd you get?
From Loctar.
Loctar, from Loctar's Bell Breakdown.
Yeah, is that around here?
You know, it's in another room. We'll let y'all sip it afterwards. But okay, fair Rebecca enough. Creek, actually.
I have been dying to try
he's
that.
He's going to hand deliver another one to Marty.
How's he hand delivering? He just showing up at FedEx?
Yeah, he just showed up at FedEx. And then I could get another, probably, if somebody's interested. But we'll talk about that off air.
I want to order I want to order a prideful goat.
Well, we just got our delivery from Nestor in today of the single barrel bear proof rye. So we're probably good for another month.
That's fine.
We'll place an order on that.
Because there might be a few more things on
there's something I want to.
That Knob Creek 12. That's a good price on it. $69 bucks.
I want that another toaster barrel because they were like $59.
Yeah.
So that the
we picked up a Blanton's this weekend for $70 in Memphis.
I mean, that's a good price.
And I like Blanton's now.
Do they have? I need to get a bottle of Eagle Rare. Did they have Eagle Rare
everywhere? The tall ones even.
You're
like we can get Eagle Rare tomorrow if you want it.
Well, I know. I didn't know what y'all's limit was, so I didn't know.
Oh, the Eagle Rare is no limit. Nothing. No, we weren't. We got the Blanton's because there was nothing else we wanted. I almost got a tall Eagle Rare, and I said, yeah.
Eagle Rare is probably one of my favorite sipping ones.
I think
when you're drinking is a single barrel and it's really good.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think Eagle Rare might be my favorite.
Hey, go on the show to camera because at 300 we're giving a whole that little bottle. It's a 375. I got two of them. We're gonna give one away to somebody.
That's one thing.
But we're gonna give away corks barrel, empty select. Bottle. We're gonna give it away.
You get the barrel, but
I'll give you empty bottle.
It's good stuff. We're gonna give that away. If we get to 500 subs, we'll probably give something nice away. Maybe a Blanton's or something. But anyway, is that it? Are we done for today?
That sounds like it.
I think we had a good show. Hey, guys, look, thank you for stopping by. Thanks for letting us know. Look, love the support. The community out there is great. Shout out to Gandy Road. Looked us up. Look, if anybody wants stickers, go to lifeinthepatio
at gmail.com.
And I'm going to get them out this week. Stickers, lifeinthepatio at gmail. Send me your address. We'll send you some stickers. We got lots of stickers, and thank you guys for stopping by. Father Fortenberry.
All right, guys. Look, glad y'all joined us. We're getting close to 300. Give us those 5 more subscribers.
Gary. I'll try to find the $5 footlongs.
You got a time machine?
That's what I was thinking.
You probably get a $5 6-inch.
No, probably not.
No.
Marty Marr, them hands, them fingers, them bourbon fingers.
Bourbon hand, bourbon nerd. thank y'all for watching. Leave a comment if you like us, if you don't like us.
Leave a comment. Yeah, tell us up.
Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Life in the Patio. We out of here.
We gone. Somebody done saved it.